1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Oh, yeah, that's right, April 15th. Today is a day of reckoning. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's April 15th. It's tax day. And in a little bit of humor, it's a nice day outside. It's not raining and nasty. It's going to be a great day today. Cool April nights. We got great guests today. It's going to be quite a show. We're joined today by Bad Bob. He's trying to grab his microphone.
And good morning.
Yeah, you know, what do you think about tax day there, Bob?
Well, it's my pockets are feeling occupied by a cold, cold hand.
Oh, yes, the government. But speaking of warm, warm hands and a big smile this morning, Linda.
I don't know about you, but I can say that I feel my disposition as soon as I got into the car this morning and just, I don't know, it's all of a sudden the cloud literally was lifted. And I just feel exuberant today. And then when we drove around to the front of the station, there's the car, their car starting to line up in the downtown promenade, you know, hot rods out. And, you know, if there's one thing that is in the air this weekend, passion everywhere. So many events going on. Of course, you know, there's so many show and shines. We'll be up at Anselmo's today. And there's, other show and shines as well. What else do you've got? You've got there in.
Well, we've got a show and shine at ARCO, AM PM, Highway 273 and Benaventura from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have a show and shine at Viva Downtown, Need to Speed, Downtown Mall, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Show and shine at Peddler's Mall, California, Eureka Way from 12 to 4 p.m. And then, of course, Anselmo Vineyards, got to have over 50 cars out there. And band, I think Bo Hopkins, Paul Amott, Beverly D'Angelo, you know, people from American Graffiti. The has to be the ultimate cruising film.
It does. But I will also share with you and Carl and I, you know, tonight is the bridge at 5 o'clock. There'll be the crossing,
the
symbolic crossing of the Sacramento River. You and Mayor Jones and I think a boat of, I'm not sure who's it, other Patriots. And we'll be down there at 5 and celebrating. It's like a kind of a, what do you
Freedom
call?
Festival.
It's a Freedom
and it's
Festival.
It's going to be, it's not, you know, last year there was 2,500 people that showed up there or more.
Don't want to hear the P word, because that's not what it is.
What, protest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a Freedom Festival, and people are going to, they're going to be readings from the Constitution. A lot of people are going to be speaking, there'll be music. The thing about it is it's kind of like, hey, the Tea Party movement's grown. It's grown and it's expanding and it's still growing. And whether you like it or not, people are standing up and saying, hey, you know, we want to make some changes here. And as you know, we here on Free Fire Radio, we applaud anybody that stands up and becomes part of the process instead of just sitting behind your computer and dinging away. And make, you know, calling people names and, you know, and making aspersions about them. I don't care what side it is. You're up. You're having a say about it. And guess what? The Tea Party groups throughout the United States, whether you agree with them or not, are having an impact. They are having an impact on local and state and maybe even national politics because the Tea Party turned out for the election in Massachusetts. Now, they may not have gotten everything they wanted there, but they did make a huge change. So.
Well, the other thing that's happening, and be, you know, ready to take your first call at 605-4567, because right now we're going to, the first caller, we're going to give 4 tickets to the Banff Film Festival. That's this Saturday, and this is $60 worth of tickets here. They're $15 each beforehand, $20 at the door. Now, when we talk about putting yourself on the line, these filmmakers, these people who have dreams, those rock climbers, those the people who, it's not just extreme sports. There's other things that are internationally renowned films that are coming through Reading, and all of the proceeds of this event go to the Reading Swim Club. So if you just want to get out of, you know, the mass crowd, or you want to...
want to see something different.
Yeah, you want to just do something culturally rich, you know, that's different, go to the Banff Film Festival this Saturday. I think, you know what I'm feeling? I don't know, today's a day of rejoicing. I just feel hallelujahs coming out of my veins. Is that Reading and the North State are starting to see, like, the Sundial Film Festival, the Sundial... you know, the bridge, just like the Banff Film Festival. So many of these events that are
Sundial Film Festival. There's a thousands. There's literally hundreds of things to do here in Reading.
Bringing us a culturally rich, you know, kind of a what do I want to say? Something to it and to. We helps you grow, it helps you to grow your mind. You know, we love that.
Expand your area.
Grow. Okay, well, let's just get down to basics here. Well, but we're taking your first caller. I know somebody just tried to call in, and let's go to 605-4567. We're taking your calls at this break for 4 tickets for the film festival. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to take a break here right now. It's 7:12. Going to be a beautiful day today. The mostly sunny with a high of 68. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:15.
Can you feel
perfectly.
It?
Hey, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we gave away those tickets. Who's up at 7:15 with a phone in their hand? I hope it's everybody.
And
hey,
we're going to give away
4 more.
In the second hour.
In the second hour. So be listening. And these, you know, this is a great, great little film festival there.
By the way, I want to tell you about the weather. If you are in bed, or you're walking around from shower to, you know, getting ready in the morning or whatever, going to be 68 today with calm winds, and tonight might be partly cloudy with a low around 45, but it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. There may be a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. tomorrow, but let's just concentrate on today. How beautiful to begin the whole Cool April Nights events, the big old kickoff, and for those of you who are tuning in on as you're driving up the 5, welcome to the North State, because we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. The weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. Good morning. Let's go to the phones and talk to our correspondent, our Miss Valerie Ng, the beautiful voice from... Let us know what's going on at the Cascade. Good morning, Valerie.
Hello, Linda. Hi, Carl. How's everything going?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. We're so excited.
Oh, is it a beautiful... You know, I haven't looked outside yet.
Oh. Well, just wait till you feel it.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, we're just sort of getting to that point where we're wrapping up our current yearly annual series at the Cascade Theater, so we've just got a couple of shows left. But, you know, we're working really hard on next year's series, so watch for that. It's going to come out soon in the next month or so. We'll have some great announcements for next year so people can start making plans. But we've got coming up... let's see, next Tuesday. Do you remember Nickel Creek, a great bluegrass band, a trio?
Yes.
They were there a few years ago. Well, Chris Thiele is a mandolinist who is with that group, and he's got a new band now, Punch Brothers, and they're going to be here. And they're actually going to be performing live on JPR next Tuesday as well, which is a great thing for us. But then Tuesday night they're going to be performing at the Cascade Theater. So that's going to be a great show. And then coming up in May, we've also got the very last show of our season, and that is the Four Fabulous Four Bitchin' Babes. Their show Divination on May 1st, and that's they're returning to the Cascade Theater, too. They've been there before. They are some great singer-songwriters. They are funny.
Okay, I think that to me sounds like the girls' night out.
It totally is. It totally is.
That is like, let's go over and have wine and hors d'oeuvres and then hang out and just laugh and just embrace what it is to have girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Totally. I mean, their show is called Diva Nation.
Oh.
The last one was called Hormonal Imbalance. I mean, it is totally a girl's night out.
Well, did you ever see the musical or hear about the music Menopausal?
Oh, yeah.
Or Menopause.
Menopause, yeah.
And I saw the debut of that in L.A., and that was, if this is anything along the lines of that, that was side-splitting.
Yeah, except that these gals are all four really great recording artists, musicians, comedians in their own right separately, but they've come together. Christine Lavin, who's herself an amazing comedian and singer-songwriter,
yes,
put the group together. She's not touring with them right now, but she helped put the group together years ago, and they did that song, Sensitive New Age Guy. And that song still plays in my head.
So May 1st, is this the completion then of your series?
Yeah,
okay.
It is. So, there's a few other things happening at the Cascade Theater in between now and then that are not JPR events, like the Banff Film Festival, No Impact Man is going to be showing, Sinbad will be there. So lots of other events going on that people can check out at cascadetheater.org. And you can get tickets, I think, to pretty much all of those events.
Well, maybe we'll get lucky and you'll call in right prior to the event and say, okay, Linda, you've got four tickets to give away today, because our listeners, we don't do that very often, but when we do, we love to be able to share an experience of people getting to go and experience something they might not otherwise.
Every once in a while I get a pair, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, we're so glad to hear from you. Always let us know what's going on. We've heard Sinbad may be calling in or may come in the studio. We're not sure when he does his night that is benefiting CASA.
Yes, CASA, and what a great charity.
Well, you know, the Cascade is a beautiful venue for any type of entertainment.
Isn't it a free type of show?
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Hey, Val, thank you so much for calling.
You bet. Have a great day.
Right,
you bet.
Too.
Yeah, it's a great day. It's tax day.
Oh, right.
Oh, stop. It's
beautiful. Hey, and just for you, Valerie, I just want you to know is that the Redding's main post office on Churn Creek Road is going to extend its collection time until 9 p.m. today.
I like the way you refer that to that as collection time.
Well, I could have said
happy feel good thing.
I could have said, you know, their blockade, their ambush is set up until 9 p.m. tonight.
Thanks.
You bet. Okay, thanks
take
a lot,
care, Valerie.
We've got to take a break here. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Your phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Send Linda an email at Linda@KCNR1460.com. Join us after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, come on, baby. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here is 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, finest tobacco emporium in the North State. But not only that, they have Espresso Joe's, where they serve great coffee at great prices. You know, we're going to be there tomorrow at Tobacco and Brew. We're having our first remote. Yes, that's right, our first remote. And we're going to have Ken Murray, one of the former city councilmen, is going to be on there with us at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking some more Cool April Nights. We're going to have just a great time down there. Why don't you come down and join us? We're going to be there from 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. Come on down and have a cup of coffee with us. Sit in. Oh, heck, you might be coming a guest host there. Who knows?
Yeah, we're going to let you interact with us, or not let. You know what I mean. We'd love to have you come down and talk to Ken. Ken writes an opinion piece as well, and you know how he's been so active in our community. So tomorrow, again, we are taking our show live for the first time down to Tobacco Brew from 7 to 9. We're going to be down there. Hopefully there are no glitches, because the next Friday is when we're going to be broadcasting a live debate between Benito and Carlton. We know many of you are really very interested in this upcoming election between these two candidates, and here's your chance to come down, see them, you know, really kind of on the spot. Or be tuning in and listening to 1460 KCNR next Friday as well.
Okay, now, also tomorrow at Tobacco and Brew, April 16th, they're having from 5 p.m. on Coypo Nights, a hamburger and hot dog, macaroni salad, $6. And you're going to also receive a pack of 303 cleaner and the proceeds. And the reason I'm talking about this is the proceeds go to the Missing in America project, a great project that is got its start right up here in the North State. You know, every so often somebody steps up and puts it on the line for people. And you know, a lot of times you expect that with your military or your firefighters or your policemen, but a gent by the name of Ronald Martin from right here in Reading heard a little girl screaming yesterday that was in the a creek in Churn Creek Bottom area on Tuesday, I should say. And Mr. Martin, Ronald Martin, immediately went into the creek and saved the little girl. And the little girl lives with her great-grandmother, but when Martin heard it and the little girl was in trouble in this creek, he went in and did something about it. He took a stand, he went out there, and he put his life out there. So, hey, you know what, Mr. Martin, Ronald Martin, you're a hero. And I hope people that hear this, if they, you know, they know you, they give you a call, and wake you up or see you today and just say, hey, Ronald, what a great job you did.
Yeah, thank you for being a fabulous citizen. You know, he gets our...
Yeah, the bell rings
the bell
for you.
Ringing
that's for sure.
That's our angel
sure.
in the wing. Yeah. And you know what I heard this morning before we left is that, I don't know if you just said that right now because I was reading an email I want to share with you. He dialed 911 before he jumped in, just in case.
Just in case it was too much for him, too.
Just in case they were going to be swept away. Is that amazing?
Yeah,
he
you know
does
what?
His instincts.
Now, you know, this is a great guy. This is the kind of person that you want in a neighborhood that's going to stand up like that. So, again, Ronald Martin, you get a round of applause today from Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Hey,
okay.
And, you know, we love getting your emails. I got an email from a Jim about, and many of you know this, but some of you don't. So those of you who are listening and you're thinking it's beautiful, you're starting to get your garden into shape, you're going out to buy mulch, cocoa mulch. Cocoa mulch smells good, looks good, deadly for your pets. Sorry to say that. And it is something that is, I've heard about this before. It's been confirmed on Snopes, but it's not even about that. It is, they can eat the mulch, and it does cause liver failure. I think we learned that when we took Snooki in a puppy class. So it's been out there, but it's a reminder, which is so imperative that a lot of times we get busy and we don't even think about it. So look at the ingredients.
Okay. And you got to watch that mulch. Well, that means working in the garden.
Yeah, he's shaking his head.
I choose not to do that.
Oh, you know,
hey, look,
it's good
our guest here after the break, we're going to be talking Cool April Nights in the 8 o'clock. The tea party's in to talk about events that are happening today. We're going to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about the editorials that we see today. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Get around, round, round. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bottom, KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? Today, it's not only tax day where somebody thumps you on the head and takes your money. Okay, they don't thump you on the head, but they do take your money. And spends it on things we're just really not too quite sure where it's going to all the time. But you know what? We're going to let that one go because we've got great weather. We've got Cool April Nights, and we've got Bob Creighton right here in the studio.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Now, wow, isn't it a beautiful day to start the cruise?
Yes, compared to yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Lightning.
Yeah, lightning took us off the air yesterday for like 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It hit close in the, our transmitter's got a bunch of surge protectors on it, and it just clicked it off, so we have to go in there and punch the button.
You know, our news guy, Bremer, was sharing a story with me before we came on the air. And he said that he had come back from Weaverville, and he was driving, and he saw this guy in a Cobra with the top down driving in that weather.
Yeah.
And he said, man, is he getting... So he pulled up next to him, and he goes, wow. And he goes, I'm coming from Lewiston. He said, it's nothing. Yeah. And I love the attitude because people are out there, come rain or come shine.
One of my favorite stories, similar to that, was several years ago, and I was on the board for a lot of years, and it was one of the years where we had the snowstorm, we had the sunshine, we had the rain, and I used to be in charge of the award ceremony and the trophies and all that, and I handed a mic to a guy that morning, and I said, what'd you think of Cool April Nights? And he said, it's the only show that I've ever went to that it came down in a snowstorm, and I'm going home with a sunburn.
That was actually the story that year.
It turned out to be beautiful, like we're going to have now.
It's just amazing because you never know. I mean, really, all week we were kind of, oh, it could be just one of those rainy weekends.
Yes.
And I was thinking, Dwayne's smiling today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Bob, how long have you been involved with Cool April Nights?
Well, I've been going to the event ever since it started. I started on the board probably 10, 12 years ago, and was on the board, I think, for 6, 7, 8 years, something like that.
No, you all only work on this for, like, what, 30 or 40 days before the event starts?
Oh, yeah, this thing's a year-round event. And, you know, there's meetings all through the year. You're meeting with the city. You're meeting with everybody. You've got things, minor things like insurance. You know, paperwork.
The minor things,
you know,
like
minor
insurance.
Things like those things, yeah.
Is the city pretty easy to work with on this?
Actually, the city's very cooperative on this. They really do. They put out a lot of effort. Another thing about this event to me, and I think it's a key issue, well, several, but one is it's all for kids. All the money goes to kids. And the other is amazing how many volunteers come out to help put this event on.
Well, you know, I've heard anywhere from 250 to 500 volunteers.
Used to always say about 400, and I really believe there was at least 400 people volunteer for that event every year. It's amazing.
You know, Linda and I have only lived here since, you know, for about the last 3 years, you know, 3.5 years. So we've seen, I think we've seen one cruise night that we were down there on the corner.
Absolutely.
And that was, you know, that was spectacular. And it just, and of course, this year we're really involved with Cool April Nights in many different levels.
Yeah. And we love to see the variety. It's great to see the cars, but it's fabulous to see the people.
Oh, the people are amazing. it's just, and you know, if you go over like on Churn Creek or something like that, a week before, people are putting up flatbed trailers, motorhomes, and everything else for a cruise night. It's an amazing. The cruise thing is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It's out of the event. I mean, I love everything to do with this show, but one of my favorites is the cruise. And I have a couple cars, but one of them I have is a little 40 Chevy pickup. And I load literally the whole back of it with great nieces and nephews. I think I've got 7 of them, all the way from 4 years old up to teenagers that ride in the back of it. It's a great, great thing.
Well, now, aren't you the guy who bought and built a special car for your wife?
Yeah.
And it's going to be her baby?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about that? And that's going to be, that's highlighted in the program for those of you who are listening.
It's a 51 Mercury. And we had done one several years ago, and typical of me, I sold that car, which I think is a guy thing. We build them, and then we sell them. And it was up in a little museum up in Oregon, and we had stopped in to talk to the guy that had bought it. And when we left, my wife made the typical remark, why did you sell that car? And it's like, why do I sell a lot of the cars? I have no reason. And she said, I really, really like that car. And I said, I had just sold a Roadster. And I said, well, you know, I was thinking about maybe building a little 44 this time because I had a 39 when I was in high school. But I said, if you'd like to have another Mercury, we'll find another one and we'll build it. So we started on the great hunt to find this car.
The great hunt.
Well, if you have not seen a photo of this, or, I mean, it's in the Cool April Nights handout here, the brochure, the which is a beautiful piece of work, this little book for Cool April Nights. What a beautiful picture in here. And what color is that?
That is candy apple red.
Candy apple red.
Yeah.
Well,
so I think your story, many people are what they're getting is an insight of somebody who is so passionate. This is your hobby. It's your passion. You know, you put so much of your personality and who you are into this automobile.
You do. Yeah.
So how long did it take you when you got this from the museum in Oregon?
Oh no, the other one's in a museum up in Oregon, but this one came out of Washington.
Okay, so tell us about how you found it.
This car was actually on the internet, and I had looked at it, and they wanted what I thought was way too much money for it. So I didn't do anything with it, and then finally we decided to take a little trip to Washington. So we went by to look at this car, and again, I thought it was too much for what the car was. So we come home, and a month or so later, I look again, and they drop the price a little bit. And my wife says, why don't you call them and offer them X amount of dollars? And I call and offer them the money, and they take it.
Okay.
So we end up meeting them in Bend, Oregon. We kind of split the difference, and I went up with a friend of mine, and I went up and picked it up. And I thought it was a pretty nice car. Well, when I got it home and started tearing it apart, because usually we tear them all the way back down, and start tearing apart, the car was not a good car. It was a bad car. There was a lot of stuff wrong with this car. So it was a 2.5-year build to build this car. Yeah.
So would you say with your hobby and building and rebuilding, how long does that take you? I say it's 2.5 years, but generally, is that about how long it takes to... Yeah, I mean, how many hours a day do you work on this? A weekend project? Do you tinker every day? Do you get into how much?
You kind of start out real, you jump right in there first because it's a new toy. And then you slow up and back and forth. This car, if I add up all the guys that have worked on this car, there's probably 4,000 to 5,000 hours. Man hours in
now,
the
where
car.
Can people, where can people see
in the man cave.
Where can people see the 51 Mercury?
The car right now is indoors down at the convention center. We got it set up yesterday.
Okay.
It turned out well. It's got a lot of really different things in it. It's a lot of what they call old school style cars, which is kind of the way they were done back in the 50s.
Right.
The motor in it, is the story about the motor is, the motor was one that Cool April Nights auctioned off 2 years ago. And again, all of that money goes to the kids' programs. And why I like that motor was done in the, quote, old style also. It had the fin valve covers on it, had three carburetors on it and all that. So that's the combination of the two is all of the work that went into the car, all the different problems with the car, which there was a ton of them.
Oh. Okay, we've got to take a break here. We'll come back and talk, you know, finish up on that. But I also want to talk about Patrick Jones, our mayor, said, maybe it's time to bring cruising back to Reading.
You know, I read that article this morning, too, and it kind of brought a smile to my face because I did come down here and cruise in the 50s.
Well, we're going to talk about that. It's 7:42. This is Carl and DeBott on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here 605-4567. Join us after this. Clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and DeBott. Our guest is Bob Creighton talking about Cool April Nights. Okay, Bob, Patrick Jones wants to do some cruising.
Which I think is absolutely a great idea. car guys are going to say it's a great idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the police aren't real crazy about it, it sounds like, because, you know, I guess when the people first started cruising, things were a little bit different.
Back absolutely.
When, you know, in the 60s and then 70s, and things have gotten a little bit harsher.
Yeah.
But I know I grew up. Cruising, and I think many people did. I mean, it's not like, you know, I think you could probably put some kind of, you know, in fact, you'd have to put some parameters around it, but.
Absolutely no question about that part of it. I mean,
but people laugh about it, and they laugh about the, let's go cruising again. Well, it's been problems. Well, maybe we, you know, if you say, you know, once a month or whatever, where you can cruise up around here on Pine and Market and go back down again.
Yeah, you know, it used to be you cruise Market Street, and Market Street used to go both ways, and we did. I came down in the late 50s when I was 16, 17 years old, and, we used to cruise Market Street.
Where'd you come down from?
Actually, I lived in two different areas. I lived in Fall River, and I also graduated from Bieber High School, and the little article in there about the car talks about when I was a kid in high school wanting a 51 Mercury.
Oh, man. Okay, if you could just pick one car. One car in your lifetime that would be like your dream. That must be hard. It'd be like somebody saying, what's your favorite song for me? But so what would be the car? The car in heaven.
Probably the one that you're looking at the picture of. 51 Mercury.
That's great. I love that. You know, that's
Okay, Bob, what would you tell the people? What's the big thing for them to be looking of cruise night?
Tomorrow? It's all of it. All the little show and shines that are going on. What is it? It's like 7-something in the morning, and they're already lining up. Getting in down here.
Love that.
In the rainstorm yesterday, they were out at the Chevron station. Coming in this morning, I saw a little T roadster going down the other way, probably going to a little event someplace. It's really hard for me to put in what is my favorite.
Yeah.
When I was really involved in the board, I used to kiddingly say, you know, I'll give you a zillion hours, but the private time for me is I like to cruise. And like I said earlier, one of the reasons I like to cruise, you got 10,000 people out there.
Plus, cruising.
Yeah.
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 That's good.
And you got the people five deep to watch it. They've been parking their cars and stuff there all week.
Exactly.
So, but all of it, the main show on Saturday is incredible. The indoor shows, there's some beautiful cars in there. The cruise, people set up barbecues out there. It's really a kick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're looking forward to all
this. And it's good, clean fun.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
You know,
any closing thoughts, Bob?
Yeah, I mean this is just great. I mean, you know, all the proceeds go to kids.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no downside to this. It brings money to the town, to our city. People have a great time. You get to see great cars. People are just happy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no downside.
You'll walk down the street, you're not going to see a bunch of grumpy people. You're going to see people with a smile on their face.
Right.
Well, you know, that's great. You know, we're gonna take a break here, and two people just walked in. That
you're not going to believe.
You remember American Graffiti?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember Bo Hopkins and Paul Lamont?
Yeah, absolutely. The little coupe and the 51 Mercury and the 55 Chevy.
They're standing outside.
Cool.
And we're going to have them in to talk about American Graffiti and Co-April Nights and what they're here for today.
All right.
I think about once a year I drag the movie out and watch it again.
Of course.
Well, you know what? Every time you see that movie, it brings back my senior year in high school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it does, you know. And I was up in Washington State in a little place called Yakima. And you would go up and down the street just like you would.
Yep.
And in Jeans Drive-In.
Yeah.
Because you've got the jacket on. 1954.
Absolutely.
Established in 1954. Amazing.
Yep.
You said you've been going there since.
I've been going there since probably 56, 57, from the time I was old enough to have a driver's license and come down.
And
can
cruise down there.
And we cruised. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You used to have the Unamus. You had the Carousel. Yeah, the Arctic Circle,
right?
A&W, all those were basically on main drag gear.
Wow. Well, you know, Bob, we sure appreciate you coming by. You know, we love to talk to somebody that is just so passionate about something.
And
that, you know,
till you
like
see this car. Did you name it?
No.
Do you not name your cars?
You know, actually, no, I don't. When I read an article not too long ago about, you know, when we used to name them in high school and stuff, and I think that's probably when I was first out of high school was the last one that I actually had a name on. Somebody asked me if I was going to put a special license plate on it, and I said if I did, it'd probably say, like, High School Dream or something like that.
Oh,
would
okay.
be appropriate one for it.
That's great.
Well, Bob Creighton from Co-April Nights, we're looking forward to the rest of the week here. Looks like great weather.
So are we.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming by today.
Absolutely.
And we're going to go down and check that car of yours out.
It's sitting there. Pretty well cleaned up and waiting for people to come and look at it.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebot. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. You know, and every so often you have a little surprise drop into your life.
Honey, my palms are sweaty.
Well.
Wonder why. You know, somebody just rubbed them, making me feel better.
Okay. You know, today we have as our guest, what a great surprise this is, but Paul Lamont and Bo Hopkins that are here from American Graffiti, and they're here in town, and they're here for Cool April Nights. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
And so many other movies and so much, you know, a rich history of both of your careers. But, of course, because it's cruise night, everybody equates the great cruise movie, American Graffiti. So, gentlemen, welcome to the North State. We're so fortunate, and thank you. We feel honored that you're here today and that you came to the North State to be with all of us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we've done a lot of movies, Bo and I, not together, but a lot of television. But American Graffiti is the most popular. And my character, I played John Milner. Bo played Joe the Pharaoh. I drove a hot rod. He drove a, I don't know what you would call it.
Merc.
But, yeah.
Merc.
He drove
wasn't very fast. He was just a bad guy. I wasn't such a bad guy. I was a little rough around the edges. But the movie has endured. The car people across the country, car enthusiasts, keep watching it. They love it. They love the music, the cruising in it, and that's why we have shows like Cool April Nights and up at the Anselmo Winery. We're going to have a show today. I mean, hot rods are big.
Well, they are. This, of course, is a yearly event here in Redding, and people come from all over for it. Fill up over 5,000 hotel rooms, and you look at the cars out here, and rain or shine, they were out yesterday. But you see, now you're going to be in Somos today, but tomorrow you're going to be
at the convention center at the show.
You're going to be signing autographs and people who are fans. Bo, let's start with you. How many films have you done?
God, counting the ones that I don't know. I've done over 150 with television
and
a week, and television and film.
That's wonderful. And if you were to now you travel a lot, of course, with the car enthusiast shows like what you're doing this weekend. Would you say that how much of your career, I mean, with what you're doing now and the passion of cars, how much of your time is spent on the road doing car festivals like this?
Well, when we get together, Mike Paul and me and Candy Clark and Cindy, we do about, 25, 30, 40 shows?
I don't do that many.
I don't do that many either. I do the ones that I like to do.
That's a couple of months at least.
Yeah.
So that takes you out on the road, 2 weeks a year or 2 weeks a month?
And then this is the first time I've been out this year, and then as August and July and June come around, we do more shows because it's summertime.
Carl, don't you love the way he said July?
Oh, I do. And the thing. I love the South. One of the things that has been so interesting to me is how that a movie affects so many people for so long, and that one had so many great entertainers in it. Ron Howard, Cindy Williams, you all, of course. Who else is? Richard Dreyfuss. So, it seemed like the right place at the right time.
Harrison Ford.
I think that's what happened. We all had done we started out on television, Gunsmoke and Bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
But I think none of us had a name value at that time, so to speak. So it was just one of those things where everything come together, the music, the story, the... and all the actors in it were, we all dressed in one trailer like summer stock.
Summer stock. Cool. Now, wasn't John Landis, who was the director?
No, that was George Lucas.
George Lucas. Okay. Well, gosh, and look where he went, too. So.
Did he go somewhere?
Yeah.
I think he had Marin another County. Movie after that, right? Something to do with Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. He went off into science fiction.
Yeah,
that's
right. Galactic Award.
Yeah, you never hear of these guys again, so like that. Whatever happened to Ron Howard, after Mayberry, so.
Yeah, well, he told me when we were filming, I said, George, what are you going to do next? And he said, I've had this idea. I want to try this Western and sort of outer space, and I said, "Ooh, well, that ought to go over big." Little did I know.
Well, that's what he said. He based it on it like a Western.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Right.
Well, we all got a big bump from this movie because it was so popular at the time, and critically acclaimed, and it was nominated for an Oscar, and we all got jobs after that we probably wouldn't have gotten if it hadn't been for that. Most of us were struggling just to get jobs at all. And we wanted to be actors and actresses. We wanted to be successful. And it's the kind of movie that endures. It makes people feel good. And it means something. It's a sort of a reflection of American culture. And it's been a real blessing for me and Bo, too. It's just, God bless me with this part. I met George Lucas, and he said he wanted me to play a tough guy. And I thought, well, I can handle that. And I have to drive a car. Okay, how hard is this going to be?
Now, did y'all know each other before? Did you have like an acting circle? Have friends that bring people along for parts? So you all didn't know each other. This is the first time you're thrown together.
Yeah, I think I had known Ronnie because I did. I got my card on Ronnie's show.
Screen Actors Guild.
Little tiny guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to. His mother and dad were just great to me because his mother looked like my mother, and I think she played on that because I was always around her, you know.
Wonderful.
So, but it was, Ronnie's the only one I had worked, and Harrison, when I did Stanley Kramer's court martial of Lieutenant Calley, he was one of the witnesses, and I was a prosecuting attorney, but that's it. That's
all right. So, Paul, before we take our break, how many films, tell us about your filmography, how many films there?
Well, I've had some good films. Melvin and Howard is one of my favorites. I played Melvin Dumar, who supposedly picked Howard Hughes, the billionaire up in the desert. Jason Robards played Howard Hughes. He was wonderful in that. And I did another car movie, Aloha, Bobby and Rose, where I drove a red 68 Camaro. And so I've had a good career.
We've got a break here. We've got to take a news. This is Carl Nabot, Free Fire Radio, our guest, Paul Lamott, Bo Hopkins. Join us after the news. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bottom. Phone line 0605-4567. And our in-studio guest today, Paul Lamott and Bo Hopkins. And they're here because of Cool April Nights, my friends. And they're going to be out in Anselmo's Vineyard today from 11 to 5 at least. And then tomorrow at the Convention Center, you get to meet two of the main players of American Graffiti, plus so many other films. And during the break, I asked Bo, you know, what did he like about The Wild Bunch?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my first movie, and boy, I was so lucky to get that part. And Bill Holden was like a father, Ernest Borgnine. He still is. I saw him the other day. And
such a virile man.
Well, to work with all those great actors, Ben Johnson, Strother Martin, and they all became my friends too, which is great for me. So I was a nervous wreck, and I played the character that way.
he was a little loony. Yeah, he was about one light off there, about a couple ounces off.
He just wanted to please.
And you gave him a pump shotgun. So.
Yeah. Now, and then I did three pictures for Sam after that. I did Killer Elite and The Getaway with Steve McQueen.
So, oh, yeah. That's, you know, those were some Sam Peckinpah films. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite directors. You know, one of his first films, Ride the High Country.
Oh, it was great.
With,
yeah.
Probably one of the last performances of Randolph Scott and Joel McRae. It may not be the last, but it was toward the
end. I think it was, yeah. But it was a homage to them.
It was.
To play that. And he did a great job on that. That was the beginning.
In case you're just tuning in, we're talking with Bo Hopkins and Paul Lamott. So is it Lamott or Lamott?
It's either way you want, honey.
Oh, I love that. I'm loving that.
Sometimes, mostly, it's Lamott.
Lamott. Oh, I'm so glad because when I did the commercial, it was Lamott.
Good.
I said Lamott.
Hallelujah.
So I was thinking that's the way it should be, but, you know, I would never want to mispronounce your name. Lucky that you're here this morning and that we get a chance to talk to you. Of course, we're taking your calls, 605-4567, if you'd like to ask our guest celebrities questions. Let's go back to American Graffiti. I know everyone's going to want to go back to American Graffiti because, of course, it's Cool April Nights, but our Cool April cruise and everything else for the next 3 or 4 days. But, Paul, when you filmed American Graffiti, tell us about the location and where it was filmed.
Oh, sure. Well, it was in California, in Marin County and Sonoma County, above San Francisco. In the two little towns, mainly, Petaluma and San Rafael.
All right.
So it was because they were supposed to look like the early 60s, and back then when we filmed it in the 70s, Modesto, which is where the movie takes place. The story takes place. It didn't look the same as George Lucas wanted it to look. And so they found these two cities that had the backgrounds, the streets, the buildings looked like the early 60s.
And money. We had to be in one area. We didn't have the money to go.
Okay. Well,
go
money,
anywhere.
Money, money. Yeah.
What year again was the film released?
Well, we shot it in 72, come out in 73.
Came out in 73, and it just has kept going. And like Bo and I do these car shows, and, you know, people ask us questions about the cars and, you know, whether it was fun making a movie. And we have all these pictures. I have pictures from some other movies, too, but those aren't the ones they want. And Bo has some pictures. Of course, he's had done a lot of Westerns and stuff, so he sells pictures that... of a broad spectrum of movies, mostly with me. They just wanted to see a picture of me with the coupe, the yellow car that I drove, and me with my arm hanging out of it.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, what can you say that you epitomize the king of cool?
Yeah.
There, I mean, in that movie, I mean,
thank
you did
you
the king
much.
Of cool, and that I mean, from then on, it was when you think of it, you think of Milner with his arm out the window, and you know.
Yeah.
With and just looking at just the way you just would nod your head,
and the famous phrase, and someone said it beautifully yesterday that not since James Dean did anybody give a run for their money.
Oh boy, well that's quite a compliment. I think I know who you're talking about. It's Rivera Janselmo, right? That's where we're going today.
And you all go back with him, don't you?
Yeah, I've known him a long time. He directed me in a movie, The Outfitters, and I've been a friend of his. We don't always agree politically, by the way. I know this is a political station, so but we don't need to get into that right now. But you know, people can agree to disagree.
That's what we do here.
And do it civilly.
Yes.
So
most often.
it makes it life rich.
True.
So okay, and at the convention center tomorrow, what time are you going to be there? Do you know?
Oh,
yeah.
I'd say 10 or 11.
10 or 11. That's on Friday. And you'll be there
Saturday,
there Saturday also at the same time with all the cars. And there's some absolutely beautiful pieces of art in there. You know, you almost hesitate to call them.
Yeah, how many cars are there? Classic cars going to be there?
I think they put in. When did they put in like 40 inside the convention center? But I'd have to check that. I don't
outside
know.
Outside probably a lot of cars.
Oh, hundreds,
yeah, hundreds out there.
Hundreds. Yeah. Well, we're going to have fun. It's fun. Mm. You know, it's a great feeling. It's a part of America. And I hope there'll be a DJ playing some music too.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. I mean, there's going to be what, live music tonight. And Somos, and plus Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh,
another,
yes.
Another one from Southern California rolls in, and she's going to be singing.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And gentlemen, thank you so much. We know you have a very busy schedule. You just got here, and thank you for being on our show. We will see you out at Somos in a few hours, and. We hope to see everybody up there, and then tomorrow.
I think there's going to be a lot of people up there, and then at the convention center Friday and Saturday. Any, Paul? Any things you want anybody to remember here as you walk out?
No.
Bo.
Well, I hope people saw my sixth movie, Debbie Does Dallas. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Joking. You know, when RC comes in, my finger hovers over the delay button. Just hovers there. Just in case. You know? So anyway, thank you so much.
Well, that was my movie. My follow-up movie was Debbie Domestic.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you for having us, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much. It's Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages. Not a rule.
Rules, rules, rules.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, it's great when you have little surprises like that. When two stars of American Graffiti during Cool April Nights roll in, and what gentlemen they are. You know, I mean, they're just really nice guys. Now we're shifting gears because our guest was going to be starting right at this segment. Is Aaron Ryan from the Reading Tea Party Patriots.
There we go.
Which is not just in Reading, but is now spreading to many other little towns and,
absolutely,
and up here in the North State. Aaron.
Coming to a town near you.
Well, let's talk about you first. Tell us who you are. You know, are you a Reading resident? Have you been here for a long time? What's your story?
I was born in Spokane, and my dad was in insurance, and he's a law student and a debater when I was a kid, which explains, you know, conservative politics, which is good. We moved to Connecticut, and that's where I grew up. And then my folks moved back to the Bay Area, where I went to a year of high school and lived in Eureka for 10 years, and I've been here for 20. And I'm only 48. Imagine that.
Well, you've been here for 20 years. That's, you know, that's a long time.
I know, it's kind of a long time. It's the longest I've ever been anywhere.
I know. We're you know, we've been here like 3 years, and knowing that we're going to be settling down in Reading, we're looking forward to that. Okay, so have you always been involved in politics?
No, I've never been involved in politics.
Okay, and what started it?
It was like last February, I guess, January, February, and, you know, we were hearing a lot about the tea parties on the news. That was big, and I had been in the Bay Area during the election because my stepdad was in the VA hospital in Palo Alto. So I was driving my mom back and forth to the VA, and when I came home, it was just so great to be home. And my schedule, I had been gone for 4 months helping my parents, so I had no schedule, nothing to do, and I'm watching all, which is very odd for me. And saw all the stuff on the TV set about the Tea Party, and I thought, oh, that'd be fun. So got online and saw that Greg had put his name on there, and thought, well, hey, I'll go find out what those guys are doing. So we all planned the Sundial Bridge thing and all that stuff last year. And
big surprise? That many people?
Not really. I mean, I don't know. I guess I wasn't all that shocked because, you know, the media was just driving it. The biggest problem for all of us at that time, all 12 of us, was that we had no money, you know, and so we couldn't advertise or anything, and you can only get so far in a town. You know, people think Reading is small, but go try to inform the residents by flyers, you know, it just doesn't work very well.
Well, you know, I know that we had the Tea Party on our show back on the other station there several times, mm-hmm. and we went down there, of course, that day because there was two different There was one meeting over at the city hall, and it was and then everybody kind of we emceed, and everybody went over to the Sundial Bridge. And frankly, when Linda and I pulled up on the Harley, it was like we had to like park it sideways in between cars.
It was cool because the car show was down there, and there were a lot of factors that really played in really well. The bad part was, I mean, you know, I've done a lot of different things career-wise, but the things that I've done that fed into this nicely, I worked in an executive capacity for Girl Scouts. And so with Girl Scouts of the USA, I handled, like, the nine Northern California counties, setting up, you know, troops and training volunteers, and I've...
Kind of like a community organizer?
No, not at all. I didn't organize communities. I organized regular people. I know, it's like certain words we don't use anymore. We realized when we got done, it's like, oh, great. How are we going to get back to all those people? And so we had, of course, no way to do that. So we, you know, 12 of us, you know, continued to meet until, what, July?
And I remember y'all had something going during the, you know, July 4th.
Yep, we thought, okay, let's go where the people are. So put up a pop-up, you know, there at the 4th of July and handed out flyers and said, hey, does anybody care about this? You know, we need to get going. And, I'm a big fan of numbers and momentum. You know, a lot of stuff gets handled with momentum.
Well, you guys, you know, and congratulations to you. You know, I'm also going to be taking your emails, Linda, at kcnr1460.com. If you have a question for Aaron or talking about the tea parties or anything, why we're here in this moment. Congratulations on, you know, just the momentum and the volume of people that are coming out. We got a wonderful email from Brenda Haynes talking about an upcoming event that you've got with Rick Keene and
Monday.
Doug LaMalfa. Yes, very important race.
And that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on. We're going to take a quick break here, but was that you have – somebody else also sent us a list of everything that you all have in the future. So we want to make sure we get the word out as much as we can about those. We think it's very important that people participate. That's why we have our, you know, our little town hall meetings on Fridays over, you know, down at Tobacco and Brew. So they can ask the candidates questions. And I tell you what, there's some questions asked that, I mean, the candidates' eyes get wide.
Yeah. We have a lot of guys in our group, ladies, I use the guys loosely, but we have a lot of people in the group that are really educated about politics.
Oh, yeah.
And then a lot of people who just didn't even know who to ask. So it's really, it's a cool mix. And bottom line is, all these folks that are in public office, they're happy to educate us on what it is they do. We can't be better voters if we don't know what we're voting for.
And that is what is so important.
Yeah.
It's not just about what they do, but what they stand for.
Absolutely.
And what they plan on doing. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The time is 8:22. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Join us after these messages.
One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You know what?
I can't help it. One for you, 19 for me.
Did you hear the bass line? That was a cool bass line. I just was like really tuning in to Paul's bass. He's a lefty, you know.
Yeah.
Boom, ba-da-doom, doom, 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 doom.
Okay. It's more than
cool.
More than I knew.
Have a question. First of all, introduce our guest.
Erin Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning, Erin.
Tea Party Patriots.
Who just gave us a thank you very much for being our guest today. We have an email that came in, but before we go there, I want to read the Are You a Patriot? We are a grassroots conservative movement for all Northern California. Join a group near you. Now, we understand that you have two nonprofits that are set up, and how many groups now, and what would you say are the ish numbers?
There are groups in Red. Our first distance group was Red Bluff. We had lots of people coming to our meeting. They wanted to form a group. So we said, well, hey, that's a cool idea. Went down there, and we thought that would be a great way to find out if the template works. You know, mm-hmm. Let's do it in another town and see if it works. So from there, they actually helped us put together Corning. So Red Bluff sort of takes care of Corning, which is cool. Folks in Alturas have come under our umbrella. We just did a meeting in Lookout, which is just up from Bieber, for those of you who don't travel 299 very often. And in beautiful downtown Lookout that has about 200 residents, I've been told, they had 41 people there Tuesday night.
Oh.
So
well, that's great.
Yeah, and then you've got Fall River, got a good group there. We were in Mount Shasta last night, and Mount Shasta's having a big rally. They're doing it up in Weed, so you've got Weed, McLeod, Mount Shasta all pulling together doing a project. We have a lot of calls coming in from Weaverville, so Weaverville will come on board next. They can all participate underneath the Reading Tea Party Patriots 501c4, which allows them liability insurance and some of those things that you need, but it takes a lot to set up.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as our different fundraising and stuff, we put together a charitable nonprofit. Mark did, because Mark's a genius. He's doing taxes right now. But he put together our nonprofit that is Pecan. And, of course, Sally Raposa made that up. She, of course, made up our flyers because she's like our mom.
Pecan, Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now.
It's a much better nut than acorns. It's a tree that lives 300 years, indigenous to North America, and it's a whole food. So.
I like that. Okay, so
and it makes us laugh.
Exactly.
I
love how you explained it. You know, the Reading Tea Party. You can go to readingteaparty.com, but in your mission statement, you stand for the principles of our founding fathers and strive to provide opportunities for the average citizen in nonpartisan politics. Your activities or our activities include, meaning in this program, and what you guys stand for, or, you know, we all stand for if we're going to be involved with Tea Party at all, voter registration outreach, initiative and petition drives, government and constitution classes, local government watchdog groups, community-specific action groups, awareness rallies and protest marches, education on candidates running for office, numerous projects designed by our members.
Yeah. I mean, we have one group in Reading called the Kingdom Patriots. They meet on Monday nights. Our meetings are always cut in half. They're a two-part deal. First half is whatever program we have. If it's a candidate, great. If it's just Maybe we're learning about the grand jury. Maybe we're learning about something else. So whatever we are in the first half. And then the second half is all broken down into small groups. And Bonneville Baptist has allowed us to use their attached school building. So we have classrooms for, survival and preparedness, Second Amendment, veterans things, local politics, Kingdom Patriots, and those guys are, they started as a prayer group, but now they're working through the David Barton series and have done a lot of good work on separation of church and state and all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, we've got we're going to have to take a break here in about 30 seconds. But when we come back, I want to address, allegations made at the, the Tea Party people, racist, haters, birthers, everything you can imagine was thrown at the Tea Party.
Right.
And I actually heard Anderson Cooper actually said he was wrong.
If it was true, they wouldn't have to come and pretend that they're those things.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Where's our tax song?
Well, you know what? Here's what we're trying to do on tax day. This is our guest, Aaron Ryan, who is... What's your title?
We don't do titles.
Okay, but I
like that.
But when a meeting starts and you're standing in front, you just are like, meeting starter?
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron Ryan, meeting starter at the Reading...
Because,
Tea Party Patriots.
Let's face it, we got a lot of people doing a lot of things,
That's right. You talked about a template and how the template works, how you could, when the first time you went to Red Bluff, how you could outsource it. So what is the template?
The template is we basically have figured out the one big key that other Tea Parties call us about. We do a lot of consulting with Tea Parties around, especially around the West Coast. We have a lot of folks come down, like we had people there from Klamath Falls the other night that want to grow a group in their town but don't know how. So they come down, and if they can, we ask them to just come and watch, come and participate and watch. The biggest thing that we did very, very early on, as soon as our numbers jumped way up, because in July, last July, we went from 30 people to 80 people to 190 people, and then we were 300 plus. I mean, in week by week by week. I mean, it just blew up. So we figured out really early that every week you have brand new people. Well, people, when they're brand new, they come in for a reason. They have something to say, and they have questions. Well, you can't every single meeting let everybody vent and then answer their questions because the rest of the people don't get anything done. So we created a newcomer's orientation that they participate in the first week that they come, so they can ask everything they want. They have their own special group where they get everything lined out just the way they want it, and while the other groups participate with whatever they're doing. And so each town, the template is, okay, make sure you have an orientation, needs to be about your town, about the issues in your town, and then the toughest thing is to get people to create projects in their town, because nobody asks the citizens what they want to do.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. It's like, hey, you guys, what do you want to do? And people are like, well, I'm not an expert in anything. It's like, wait a second, it's like the titles, We don't need titles. We don't need experts. If three of you are interested in something, why don't you guys go over there and figure out what you need to make your group run? If you think that the water issues in your town or air quality is a big enough impact, then let's find out who you need to come and help you. That's what we did with local politics. Elizabeth Woodward said, well, I think we should be involved with city council and all these things, but we don't know anything.
Which leads to my question from somebody who emailed a question. And how much effort, this is the email, how much effort is the Reading Tea Party Patriots devoting to local politics?
You've got to remember, we're like 2,500 people in Northern California that rotate in and out of a lot of different groups and a lot of different projects. So we have a team of people that work on local politics. As a whole group, we don't spend every single meeting only doing local politics. But when something is coming up where people need to be at city council, or like when there's been an issue, we'll show the city council film at our meeting. So that way everyone can be at city council without going on Tuesday night. So very interested in that. We have people very much tracking that.
Now, are you all going to... what's the word I'm looking for here for us, for the candidates. Are you going to
endorse
a candidate?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, you don't do any endorsements.
See, this is the deal. It's really easy, and we don't even have to talk about candidates. I mean, if you, and same with the titles. All these things fall under the same umbrella. People are in this movement because they want their freedom back. They want to see more freedom. They want to see less government interference. They want to see all those things. But the overarching thing is freedom, right? Well, if you're fighting for freedom, why the heck would you spend your time bossing everybody around? You see? We've been sheep. Look at what we call ourselves. We've been the silent majority. Well, the silent part isn't the key. It's the fact that we were the majority all along. So, okay, we've got the majority, but we're labeled as sheep. Oops. So do we need a new shepherd? Or do we need to stop being sheep? See, we're going town by town by town to kick the fences down. Let's free the sheep. You know, let's stop doing that and delivering a block vote. Because, see, with a block vote, you just have to find the most influential person in the group, convince them to go deliver the vote for their group. I think the candidates should have to meet everybody.
Inspirational.
And everybody should have to, get to choose for themselves. Exactly. Isn't that why we're here?
Yeah.
And that's why everybody, as we urge and as you urge and as all the local organizations do, is get involved.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You have to get up, get away from the computer, and instead of writing venomous words about, different groups, is get away from the computer, put down the Red Bull, and go out and become a part of a movement.
Bottom line is, take charge. If the president was different right now, I mean, I always do that. If the Staples easy button flew out of the sky and we could push it and it would bring you whatever you wanted, you'd have a different president right now, your choice. We don't care who. Different Congress right now. We still need to meet next week.
That's right.
Because it's our city, it's our county, it's our state, and if all those work well, federal works great.
Okay, we're going to more emails. Of course, you can email me. We'll have Aaron on to the duration of the show, Linda@KCNR1460.com, if you're just tuning in. But here's an email. It's an accolade, actually, so I thought you might like this, Aaron. This listener said, I would just like the folks to know how absolutely nice Aaron is when she leads the Tea Party meetings. Her knowledge, attitude, poise, and general good humor all combine to portray the kind of organization truly worth belonging to.
Cool. Because the goal is that people leave happier than they were when they got there. Kind of like, how Glenn Beck always says, he's going to tell you something so horrible it's going to make blood shoot out of your eyes. He uses that expression a lot. And we've always kind of chuckled. We're like, we need to have some shirts made, Reading Tea Party. We put the blood back in your eyes.
Okay.
We don't want people to be mad.
We're going to have to take a break.
Enough of that.
When we come back, though, I want to address, the fringe, racist, all the different epithets that's been thrown at the Tea Party nationwide. Of course, you can't speak for nationwide.
Sure, I can. I mean, we're looking at all of Northern California. They got to be just like the rest of the country.
Yeah. We have a flag, literally a flag
stars.
Waving.
A flag waving person walked in with the 13 stars.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
We're fighting for freedom, for instance.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, we are fighting for freedom.
We are definitely rolling here, folks. Now, what we've got?
Aaron Ryan is our guest from the tea, the Reading Tea Party.
And we have Karen
Patriots.
From Chameleon Costumes. Karen from Chameleon Costumes, who is just a phenomenal designer and can put anything together. So Carl said, I'm crossing the Sacramento River at 5. Do you maybe a hat? So what does she bring in? We've got like the full-fledged deal.
Flags. She's got the 13-star flag, the Betsy Ross type flag. She's got
The Paul Revere.
It's going to be quite interesting.
Okay, now before we go there, call 605-4567. We've got two more tickets that we're giving away. These are $20 value to the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. Incredible film festival. We had the folks that are bringing that here. And by the way, all of the ticket proceeds are going to the Reading Swim Club. And this is a world tour. It's world class. And there's going to be some extreme sports. There's a guy who actually rides a unicycle.
That's his mountain bike going across
mountain
rocks.
Mountain bike on a unicycle.
Which means you have too much time.
I can ride a unicycle.
Oh, he's mastered it.
Over the rocks, when they do the bouncing.
No, I can only ride it in the street.
Yeah, well, just
But we are taking your emails and your calls. Again, it's Linda at KCNR1460.com. Here is another question. What do you think of the local media coverage of the Tea Party, fair and balanced? Was there news of today's Tea Party activities listed in today's paper?
I don't know. I usually only have one 8 o'clock in the day, and I'm going to have two now, so I didn't have time to read the paper, too.
Yeah, to answer that question, yeah, they had things from that were going on in Tea Party, plus an editorial today that we've addressed. But they did have different things that were going on, I believe, which led to another question.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there two different Tea Party events around the same time?
We have a lot of people. I mean, our meetings run from 300 to 400 people every week. We have a lot of people. The guys that put the Sundial Bridge thing together, we kind of thought maybe collaborating or whatever. But you know what? They've got a plan, and we have so many people that don't get off work till like 5:30. Some people don't get off till 6:00. We have folks that are older, maybe can't do the long walking if they have to park across the road. Traffic's going to be an issue down there. It was an issue down there last year. So it's like, hey, you know what? We don't all have to be in the exact same place, and we would like the community to see that the Tea Party is still active. The movement is still active, and they can't see anybody down there. So we thought, hey, you know what? Let's just go on a regular street corner. Let's just do a, just a bring your flag and hang out, and if you want to go there or you want to go to the other one, go where you want. We don't care.
Thank you, Aaron, and that's why, Carl and I want to state that our belief is that you just show up.
Absolutely.
However, wherever you can get to, show up.
Be active.
This one team against the other team thought has it doesn't make the movement stronger. What it does is it creates inner conflict, like your team's better than my team or whatever. And there's no reason we're all fighting for this. We're all fighting or we're struggling or educating, trying to get
but
out
see,
there.
It goes back to you can't fight for freedom and tell people what to do.
That's right.
You see?
Yeah.
So you let people know what's available, and then people choose. And it isn't like we're not going to like you if you're over here or over there. We don't care. Come to the group when you want. Don't come when you can't or when you want to go to something else.
Because that's
too.
What freedom is.
Do them all.
Do what you want. Okay, we've only got about 12 minutes left here all before we have to run away and go up to Anselmo's because we're going to have a great time up there. But hatred, racism, birthers, you name it, the Tea Party nationwide and even here has been accused of this. What do you think, Aaron?
No, what I think is it's, like everybody else thinks, it's silly, I mean, it's not that it doesn't exist. That's like saying that everyone in our Tea Party is a constitutional scholar. Well, that's silly. Of course it isn't. But could they have the book and read it? I mean, sure. So as far as the whole, racism and all that stuff, we have no room for that. Obviously, our group has nothing to do with that. It's not positive. It's not productive. It's just not even decent, in polite society. You never really know. It's just not allowed, so nobody talks like that.
And it does, at any time there's a crowd, there's signs.
Oh, actually, it's kind of interesting because we did have a sign that had unlike what the paper got a little confused. And by the way, the paper has been great. That was our first project was, we probably can't fix the federal government from here right now, but maybe we could help the local media. Maybe we could become friends with them and get some, get some camaraderie and get some accuracy going on there. And the Record Searchlight's been awesome. They do a very nice job of reporting. But if somebody shows up with a sign that's, misspelled or something like that, or we haven't ever had anything really bad, but people kind of police that themselves. It isn't about one person or a handful of people keeping track. It's about everybody in the movement keeping it safe. It's everybody's job. It's just like American citizens. It's everybody. It's not just the police that keep your community safe. So everybody pays attention, but we just haven't had a big, you'd think, all these people in all these towns, we'd have, issues. We really don't.
Well, and I'm glad
to
hear
that.
Well, yeah, and there is no room for that.
We've never had to bar anybody from a meeting, which is interesting, because it's a private organization meeting at a private location, so we don't have to let everybody in, but we always have, and we have never had to ask anybody not to come back.
One more time, 605-4567. Just got an email regarding the tickets hope you call in, because we said the first caller gets these two tickets to the Banff Mountain Film Festival. 605-4567. Put it in your phone, man. Put it in your computer, man. Put it in your home dial, man. Okay, guys, we got to take a break here.
Call on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Where?
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I never know what's coming out of here next.
Ominous.
Hey, it's Carl and the Bot. Our guest is Aaron Ryan from the Reading Tea Party Patriots. And today, in just our last 5 minutes here, we've got somebody on the phone. We'll go right to them. But just remind everybody, Anselmo's Vineyard today from 11 to 5 is a show and shine. Bo Hopkins, Paul Lamatt from American Graffiti, great guys are in here earlier. I mean, they really are great guys. Go on out there and meet them and talk to them. Then Beverly D'Angelo.
It's currently 8:54, and it's going to be a high of 68 today. Great day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And tomorrow we're going to be out in Tobacco and Brew. We're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow. It's going to be our first time from 7 to 9 a.m., and our guest will be Ken Murray.
And if you want to laugh, come on out and watch that from 7 to 9. This is, you know, we were the baby. Remember, we started out as a baby here in the station, you know, back in December, and now we're walking, and now we're going to do our first remote. So come on down, have a cup of coffee with us, and get on the radio. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jeff, you are on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and hello, John. This is Jeff Fry. By the way, she goes by John Galt, I believe, on her
screen. Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay. We were looking around here. We were looking around.
Are you calling the right station for a minute? I was like, okay.
Ever.
Got part of it right. Okay, go ahead.
I just had a couple comments. One of the neat things about this Tea Party group is that when you go in there to the meeting, you don't feel like you're being pushed in a particular direction. Irwin, she handles the meeting in such a way that, I don't know, you just feel like you're as much a part of it as anybody else. And I think that's absolutely marvelous. Where other Tea Party groups are more regimented, I don't know, there's more levels of things that make you feel like you're at the bottom. I don't know how to explain this. But the other issue is, you know, with all the accusations against Tea Parties across the country and even locally, I have to say that, you know, I've seen several references in the newspaper when they do an article on the Tea Party. You know, online there are people that actually have discussions, and I've had my share of writing those. And but even you guys, as wonderful a station and as fair and balanced as you can be, I think I've seen the term in the last few days, backfire radio. So they pick on you, too, and I don't see where that's from.
Everybody's fair game.
Yeah, and it's just that's just the way it is.
Well, you know,
you just have to learn, adjust, and go on.
Yeah.
We don't, usually read those, because anybody that's anonymous standing behind their computer doesn't really impress me.
Hey, and don't forget, Jeff, we're at the corner of Dana and Hilltop today.
Well, unfortunately, today is car day.
Oh, so
I want to go up and see see the cars at the winery, and tomorrow night.
Well, I guess they're at the mall, too. The Mount Shasta Mall manager called, and he said, well, we're not endorsing your event. I said, absolutely. We're just using the sidewalk.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thanks.
Okay.
Jeff.
And we'll see you up in Selmo's, it sounds like.
Sounds like it. Tomorrow night, too.
Okay. Right. Hey, great.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Mark, line two.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You're on KCNR. Welcome.
How you doing today?
Good. Great.
Good. Yeah, I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, you just got a couple minutes where we have to run here.
Okay, yeah, I was just calling in to ask Aaron a couple of questions about, the Tea Party movement as far as the what she thinks about this new infiltration of this group that's supposed to come out and, you know, put signs up to make us look bad.
I think that we can always tell who's on the team and who's not on the team, because our people are always really smiley, really friendly, and really happy.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I was just wondering, how do you think that we would be able to pick them out?
They would look grumpy and angry and bitter. It's really easy. All you have to do is say, hi, how's it going? And if they don't respond, uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for calling. We do have to run. Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
Okay. You know, the so we got like 2 minutes left. Okay, tonight, where are you going to be? Yeah, where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the corner of Dana and Hilltop. So
Dana
for
and
folks
Hilltop.
Who can only come for a little while, or maybe you just want to drive by and honk.
And then, of course, the other Tea Party event is going to be at the Sundial Bridge, starting, I believe, at 5 o'clock, too. There'll be a crossing of the Sacramento.
Yep.
So that should be interesting.
Because it's about freedom, so
it's
do
about
what you want.
Do what you want. And, Aaron, thanks a lot for being on today.
Absolutely.
And, again, it's people standing up for themselves, people that are making the choice. And
you're the majority.
What, that's
just don't be
put.
Silent.
Yeah. And again, if it's it may be the Democratic committee. It could be
we've got
anyone.
Tons of Democrats
oh,
in
yeah.
our group.
Well,
we've got a huge range of people. That's not a Republican gig.
Right. It's got to be the fact, though, that you have to take part in politics.
Absolutely.
And then tomorrow morning, please join us from 7 to 9 down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Monday night, Senate race, Keene, LaMalfa.
We're
6 o'clock, Bonnie B. Baptist Church.
Okay. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? This is KCNR. Shasta Redding.